So check this out. Experience the sense of home with a new line of candles. If it's been a while since you took a trip to the state where you grew up, you might find yourself missing the sights and smells. Well, now you can find comfort in a nostalgic candle that borrows familiar scents from various states across the country. It's called Homesick Candles. The tagline is, fill your house with home.
Hopefully not like little brother's sweaty socks or something like that.
Oh, yeah. These are a line of soy candles dedicated to channeling various smells from each state. So far, the series has tackled 30 of the 50 states, but you can provide your email to get notified when new scents hit the shelves. The candle, which normally burns 60 to 80 hours, costs $35.95, but are currently on sale for $29.95 on the website. So I got some. I've got the scents from the each state here, and we'll start off with all the Midwest ones. So Illinois. Now, what would you guess? Let's start with Veronica. Veronica, what would you guess would be the scent that would remind you of Illinois?
Well, it's probably not bus exhaust. That's just Chicago.
Yeah. That's New York as well.
Yeah. I'm going to go pumpkin, something pumpkin.
Pumpkin, okay.
Because we're like the number one pumpkin.
Okay. Place. All right. Esmeralda?
Maybe because I'm eating it, but popcorn.
Popcorn.
Especially like the cheese, the Garrett's mix.
Oh, speaking of popcorn, I would like to thank our friend Nick for bringing in a couple of bags of popcorn.
I know, it's quite a treat.
And Nick is a long-time listener and a really cool dude. And we got the popcorn. Thank you, Nick. We each got a bag of Garrett's popcorn. Esmeralda got a big bag. Dan and I got the little bags.
But I have to share mine.
But it says, big bag, Esmeralda, to share. Two small bags for DiGilio and Chagrou from Nick. So thank you, Nick. Thank you for the popcorn. So you're going to say popcorn.
Yes.
Now, Dan, you know, so I can't ask you.
Right, but before I found out when reading the article, I this is somewhat disrespectful, but I thought a Chicago style hot dog.
I thought the first thing I thought of was meat.
That's a good one.
The first thing I thought of was meat. Without question, the first thing I thought of was some sort of meat. Yeah, but here's what it is: it's not meat, it's not popcorn, and it's not pumpkin. The scent that takes you back to the land of Lincoln are hints of grain fields, violets, which are the state flower, and lavender.
Oh, no. I don't think of Illinois with that.
No, I don't either.
Where is that? Like, where is that happening?
Clearly not in Chicago. Maybe we're just thinking in terms of Chicago. Because, you know, Illinois is a pretty good-sized state, and there's a lot of Illinois out there that has nothing to do with Chicago.
See, but I've never heard of just fields of lavender in Illinois.
Grain fields, violets, and lavender.
I could see the grain, but the violet and the
it's
lavender?
I guess maybe they put violets in there because it's the state flower. So maybe that's why they threw that in there.
Well, then
why is violet the state flower of Illinois?
Would they do that with every state, then, that's going to have some kind of flower in there?
No, I'm looking at some of the other ones, and no, that's not a consistent thing.
Okay.
So it doesn't make any scent. Scent? What? Oh, wait a minute.
That
hold on
good.
A minute.
That was good.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Illinois designated the violet as the official state flower in 1908 after Illinois...
The Cubs won?
After the Illinois school children voted to select the violet as the state flower. So basically...
These little idiots in 1908 decided that it was the violet. So we got these little bastards from 1908, they picked the violet. Now, you know, 100-some years later, we have to put up with violets? I don't like that.
The pumpkin, I believe, if I remember correctly, was just voted the state, the pumpkin pie or something. There was something weird that just
happened.
I
think our state pie is pumpkin.
Pumpkin? It makes sense. It makes sense. Speaking of pumpkins, man, we're getting close to you got to go out and get your pumpkins to carve for the Halloween activities. Although it's like 90 degrees out. God, I hate this weather.
This has been, I know we say this every year, but this has been the trippiest weather year.
You know, here's the thing. I say this every year. Autumn is my favorite time of year. Fall is my favorite time of year. October, November, it's my favorite. And it just keeps getting shorter every year.
Yeah, we go summer to winter.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I don't want 87 degrees in late September. I want 60s, 70 maybe, for a high. By the time we get to November, it should be 55 degrees at the height, at like 30 at night. That's comfort. But, you know, it's one day it's 900 degrees, the next day it's 50 below. And that's it. So, anyway. But pumpkins, get them while they're hot. Oh, jeez. All right, we got a break here. When we come back, I'll tell you what the scents of other states are. So, Illinois, remember, grain fields, violets, and lavender. Makes me think of Illinois. I still think it should be meat. Or a pizza candle, pizza scented candle. They've got those, right? Hell, yeah. They got White Castle scented candles.
They have pretty much anything you can imagine.
Why don't you make one of those?
You know, I was already thinking I could do a real state by state candle.
By the way, for those people who don't know, Veronica makes great candles. They're awesome, and I think I'm keeping you almost entirely myself in business.
You are.
Because every week I go in there. I mean, Esmeralda, you know, I go in there, drop some money in the thing, grab a bunch of candles.
Oh yeah,
and they last a long time. They smell great,
and they're soy, so they're better for the environment.
They're lovely. They're just lovely, and I have them all over my apartment.
I do too, and I'm big on smells, but I still don't see that being an Illinois smell.
Yeah, we should work on that. Work
I'll
on
make
that.
You a meat candle if I can.
Make me a meat candle. That was my name when on the morning zoo I was on. Meat candle. Yeah. All right.
I don't know if anybody will actually burn it. That's the problem.
I will. All right. We got a break here and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about scents and aromas and all that stuff. You want to jump in? Yeah, you want to give your 2 cents? See what's going on there now? Triple Play Thursday continues. Yeah. Triple Play Thursday. All right. That's our second song from Triple Play, Blondie. 872 area code requested that. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing? We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're talking about aromas and scents and all that cool stuff. There are these candles that are out called Homesick Candles. And the tagline is, fill your house with home. So if you're away from the state you grew up in or lived in for a while and you miss it, you can buy these candles because the candles are filled with the aroma of your home state. And we just announced what Illinois is, and it's grain fields, violets, and lavender. And all of us here on the Overnight Show disagree with that.
I'm wondering if that person isn't from Illinois and they just thought, what can we make Illinois like?
Well, they should. You know what they should is they ask people who are from the state. And they do have people emailing, but you can get notified when they I don't know who's doing it. All right, Indiana. So, well, now, anybody, Veronica, what do you think Indiana smells like?
Well, I'm going to go with steel mill exhaust or something.
I was thinking coal.
It's just going to smell like Gary. That's what they just call it. Just says Gary. All right. Well, it's now listen to this one, okay? Indiana, this scent takes you back to summer festivities in the Hoosier State. It's hints of kettle corn, hay, and denim.
Ooh, that doesn't even sound like a good combination.
Denim. What the hell does denim smell like?
I laughed out loud when I heard denim. I don't know why. I just.
Well, what does it smell like?
Is this old 5-day worn denim? Or
like county fair, like, you know, walking around looking at prize pigs and eating funnel cakes.
Kettle corn, hay, and denim. That's what Indiana smells like.
In my head, that's how Orion smells.
Orion smells much better than that.
I would like to smell this, but I don't want to waste the $25 on a candle that smells like denim.
I know. What the hell does denim smell like?
You're wearing jeans. Go ahead.
I'm not wearing jeans.
You're not?
No. No, you just assume because I'm wearing shorts.
Can we just pile some jeans
Yeah, jeans. I mean, I'm going to go home and smell my jeans.
Are these jeans that have been laying on your bedroom floor for a few days?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Let's just pile that all together and light it up and see what it smells like.
Just light up some jeans, throw some hay on top of it, and eat some kettle corn. And there you it's recreating everything about Indiana right
I
there.
I think they should go ahead, like she said, and throw the coal in there, too.
Okay.
Make it rugged.
All right. Michigan. What about Michigan? What do you think?
Fishy water.
Fishy
apples.
Water. Apples. Oh, that's good. Oh. Oh. All right, Michigan, this scent takes you back to the Great Lakes State. With scents reminiscent of Indian summers, cherries, and chocolate.
Oh, it gets a good one.
Yeah.
Chocolate cherry. Hmm.
Chocolate cherry and Indian summer, whatever that smells like.
I don't know.
Smells like denim, maybe. Maybe.
And why add anything to cherry and chocolate? I don't think you're going to make it better.
Yeah. So that's what it smells like in Michigan. I've been to Michigan. It doesn't smell like cherries and chocolate.
I'm going
in Michigan.
With the fishy water again.
Yeah. Ohio. All right. Anybody want to guess what Ohio smells like?
Spaghetti sauce. Or what is that?
What?
That chili they eat?
Spaghetti sauce?
What's that chili they eat? And it's essentially spaghetti sauce.
Oh, from
sauce.
Cincinnati.
Right.
Yeah, okay. It's not. It's chili.
But
it's served. It's served on spaghetti.
But it's insanely saucy. That.
Yeah, no, it's chili. It's chili that you put on pasta. That's how they do it there.
Right, but it's really saucy.
Not really.
Really? I thought it'd be really.
No, it's actually pretty thick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then. Well, either way.
Okay, so you're going to say chili.
Yes.
All right.
Let's see. Christmas Story. So, boiler?
No, Christmas Story took place in Indiana.
What, wasn't the original? Okay, the Terre Haute was where it was based, but they actually have the Christmas Story house.
Oh, it's in Ohio?
Cleveland, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I was thinking furnace or boiler.
Okay. How about Ohio? Ohio, my vote is it smells like rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. So what do you say? What would you make that smell?
Well,
like?
You got to throw denim in there.
Maybe a little patchouli.
Vomit. all right, Ohio takes you back to the Buckeye State with hints of carnation and honeysuckle.
Yuck. I don't think of flowers when I think of Ohio.
I don't either.
They're making these states very classy.
Yeah, they are. I don't know. Ohio. I think of the Pretenders. I'd like the candle to smell like Chrissy Hynde.
That's Maybe she does smell like carnations.
I bet she does because she's a lovely woman. All right, we got a break. I want to. Can you make a candle, Veronica? Can you make me a candle that smells like Chrissy Hynde?
I probably could.
Can you do that for
me?
Yeah. Okay, cool. I want a meat candle and a Chrissy Hynde candle.
It's all in the perception. If I tell you it smells like Chrissy Hynde, you'll probably believe it.
That's exactly right. And we are talking more about scents coming up as well. Yeah. Rapture by Blondie. That's a. That song rules. 872 Blondie for Triple Play Thursday year. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hey, before we get back to our conversation about the way states smell, and we'll get into some other smells that I want to talk about, I would like everybody to come out to see The Exorcist, the extended director's cut, on Tuesday, October 4th. At the Movieco Theater in Rosemont. Digitally remastered. It's the extended director's cut on the big screen, 4K, digital projection and sound. Never seen The Exorcist on the big screen, and now's the time to do it. It's going to be great, and we're doing it for Halloween, because October is Halloween. And so we're showing what many considered to be the scariest movie ever made. I'd love you to come out. Let's pack the place. It's only $10 to get in, and parking is free, so it's cheap. You can come out, and Bogart's is the restaurant on the second floor right next to the theater where we show the movie. You can go get there early, like 7 o'clock, have some dinner, have some drinks. You can eat and drink during the movie. The movie will start at 8 o'clock. I'll give it an introduction. We'll watch The Exorcist, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. So come on out. Let's pack the place. You can go to carmike.com right now to make your reservations, reserve your seats right now. Carmike.com. That's C-A-R-M-I-K-E, carmike.com. And come on out and see The Exorcist. I wonder what would be the scent of The Exorcist.
Well, you
vomit.
Vomit, it has to be. Sweat, fear.
Vomit, fear. Yeah right. So
I'll get right on that.
Yeah, you can do that. Can you make an exorcist candle for me?
You know, they actually do have scents like that that you can buy.
Yeah, I've seen that. I know it's not uncommon. Weird, but not uncommon.
They have things like dirt.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
New car smell. I never got that because I always think that's nasty anyway.
The new car smell?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the new car smell. Cars don't have that new car smell
anymore.
No, they
don't.
I think it was because cars don't, you know, do they have like, are seats made of cheap vinyl anymore? I don't think so.
Probably that's why.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get back to what states smell like. Are we ready for Minnesota?
Minnesota. What could it be?
What could Minnesota? Hockey.
Snow.
Snow. All right. Esmeralda, what do you
think? Wood.
Wood.
I don't know. What do they have? Lutefisk.
Here's what it says. It'll take you to the North Star State. Scents reminiscent of winter air.
Okay.
And Minnesota apple strudel.
Ooh, that actually might be good.
That sounds good.
What do they make it so special?
Yeah, why is Minnesota getting the lovely treatment? We've got violets and lavender and grain.
And denim.
No, denim is in Indiana.
Is that their thing, though? Apple strudel?
Yeah, they make apple strudel up there, yeah. I don't think it's their... I don't know if it's their thing. If you were going to pick food from Minnesota, would you pick apple strudel?
Right. Do they do something special to it?
I think they do. They have to. How about Wisconsin?
Cheese.
Has to be cheese.
It's not. And that, I mean,
I don't know who wants a cheese-smelling candle.
Well, no, that would be all right.
Cheese is good on anything.
Yeah. A sharp cheddar.
The Badger State says that you would have scents of Kringle, Wisconsin cranberry, and winter air.
I'm still trying to figure out, how do you get this winter air smell to go in with food smells?
Yeah.
Because that's like a crisp, almost piney smell.
Right.
Pine with your Kringle.
With your Kringle. I don't know.
You should do a fish fry.
Yeah, that would be good.
Fish fry smell.
A fish fry. Fish fry smell. Okay, you ready for the other ones? Texas is...
Cow.
Yeah, steaks.
Cow. No, it's a hint of leather. Well, that's kind of cow. Was a cow. Hint of leather, fresh cotton, and a touch of sage.
That doesn't even sound like it would smell good, you know? Mm. Leather and sage.
They have sage there?
I guess.
Sage brush.
Yeah.
Oh.
Northern California.
I should know this one. Patchouli.
No. Pear and redwood.
Okay, redwood makes sense.
Yeah. Southern California.
Smog. I'm not very positive.
Traffic.
See, I'd go patchouli for Southern.
Would you?
Oh, you know Humboldt County?
Okay, Southern California is cactus, orange, and the ocean.
That makes sense. That one actually makes sense.
That does make sense. It does. Can you put those together? Cactus, orange, and the ocean? Yeah, right?
Well, ocean, to me, just you've got that fish base. So
right.
Do you want orange and fish together?
A salty fish smell. Along with your cactus and orange. Georgia.
It's got to be peach.
Well, yeah. But they put sweet tea and peach.
That makes sense. Okay.
Sweet tea and peach. That's one of the only ones that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
That could actually smell, you know, like that. So Georgia's the only one so far that is like, yeah, okay, that makes sense, and it would smell good. Florida.
Oh, God.
That's so funny that there was just like, ugh. Like everybody just went, ugh.
Old people?
Does anybody want to smell?
Sweat?
What do you want to smell in
Mock
Florida?
Balls.
I just heard Fred Sanford say, dummy.
Dummy. All right, Florida, a hint of orange, a touch of sea mist, and a bit of driftwood.
It sounds attractive, but I don't know.
That's not what Florida. No,
no.
I don't even think that your senses work in Florida. I just think they all go away when you're in Florida. Mm-hmm. New Jersey.
No. Garbage.
I don't. Here's the
suntan lotion.
No, listen to how vague this is. Okay, Dan, you saw this, right?
Yes, this is another quality one.
This is ridiculous. This is, listen to how, because you can't think of, like, obviously when you go, oh, that smells like New Jersey, it's got to smell like crap. You know what I mean? It's got to smell like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what they say. This is your scent for New Jersey. Scents reminiscent of the Jersey Shore. What the hell does that mean?
Backed up sewage.
What does that mean?
I imagine the Jersey Shore kids.
Yeah, you smell like Sookie in the situation? What do we... All right. Massachusetts. Well, you were just there, Esmeralda.
Yeah, I would say not ocean breeze, because that does not smell like the candles should smell. It smells disgusting.
Okay.
I went to the beach and I was like, this is not ocean breeze like the candles.
No.
It is stank.
Here's what they say for Massachusetts. You just spent a week there, Esmeralda. Apple cider donuts and Dunkin' coffee. Is that what Massachusetts smells like?
They do have a lot of Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. Apple cider donuts and Dunkin' coffee.
We didn't do the apple cider. I'm assuming that's the other side of Massachusetts.
Yeah. That's another one that would smell good, though. That would smell real good.
Sure.
Yeah. How about Washington?
Trees, something, or rain.
Well, there, rain is in there. And I would have said trees as well, but they say cherries and coffee.
You could do patchouli. The Seattle and Portland.
Okay. Cherries, coffee, and rain.
That does make sense when you think
yeah.
Starbucks was based in Seattle.
Yeah.
And you've got the cherry. It's a big cherry state.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Okay. How about New York? Now, it's not. No, remember, it's not just New York City. So don't say urine.
I was going to go with garbage.
Garbage and urine. We're not talking just Manhattan. It's a big state. New York is a big state.
The unwashed won't work, huh?
No.
Forest.
No. Apple and pumpkin.
Okay.
Maryland.
Crabs.
Yeah, I was going to say, has to be something fishy.
Okay. Hang on. That would be 344 for those of you who are marking things down for Straight Out of Context tomorrow. Just a nice shout out to crabs. It's salt water and Old Bay. You guys are real close, because that's essentially what it is. Salt water.
It is what you season. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though, man. I would love that candle. I would totally. Oh my God! I would light that thing up and smell it all night.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia.
Damp.
I could not tell you what's there.
Veronica, I think you should be running this company.
I know.
With all of your...
Have so much fun with this.
No, it's honeysuckle and forest floor.
Okay.
Louisiana.
Crawdads.
By the way, this one is the most...
Oh, beignets.
This one has the most ingredients of any of them. Like, they really, I mean, this is, don't you, Dan, isn't this kind of crazy? This has got,
yeah, I mean,
by
like,
far
this,
the
this
most.
This has got to be a big candle.
This, yeah, it's a candle the size of Hulk Hogan.
Is the word swamp in there anymore?
No. It's all, listen to this, Louisiana, magnolia,
okay,
honeysuckle,
all right,
country jasmine, Louisiana sweet potato.
Hmm. What does a sweet potato smell like?
Huh? What do they make hurricanes out of?
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. Every bottle of liquor in the well, I believe, is what they make a hurricane out of. All right. I'm sorry. That was a bartender term for people who haven't poured drinks.
Just tell me that Idaho has potato in it.
They don't. Let me see. I don't even think Idaho is Idaho.
No, they are not.
No, they don't.
They didn't. Yeah, they didn't get.
They don't even deserve a candle, huh?
No, not yet. All right. We got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this and some other sense. I do have a list, by the way, of the British survey where we have the 10 smells that people love the most and the 10 smells that people hate the most. So we'll get into that as well. And then Esmeralda and I are going to get into another heated battle in the world of VH1 pop-up video. And Dave Ennett, you will get to hear Esmeralda sing. As you are driving,
God
out to,
help us all.
You're driving out to Schaumburg. All right. Show me the way. Yeah, man. From the album that you legally had to own in the '70s, or you would be taken to jail. I've often said, if the FBI busted your front door down, looked through your record collection in 1976, and you didn't have Frampton Comes Alive, you'd go right to jail.
If you were, you said you were a rock fan and you didn't have that, nobody would buy it.
No.
They'd just beat you up.
Yep. That's right. You also, I believe it was illegal to not own Rumors. I think everybody had to have
that
album. Squat requested some Frampton. So we're going to hear two more Frampton songs. Yeah!
That sounds like a good stage name.
Squat?
Yeah, you don't even need anything else.
No.
Sounds like a rock name though, like a metal band or
coming
something.
Coming out right now to the stage is Squat. Squat touring with Cher.
Gosh. Just don't make a video of it, please.
Cher and Squat.
You're very premonition because...
Uh-oh. No.
Cher was the third and final triple play request.
Is that right? Now, if we have already had that damn card on pop-up video with her butt hanging out, the video where she's on the boat with her butt.
Oh, with all the sailors.
Yeah. And, what the hell, if I can turn back time?
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already had that. So that did Cher have any other hits? I mean, that were pop-up video hits. She had a ton of hits in the 70s and 60s. But that one, right? Oh no, she had that one with the voice when she had the voice modulator thing.
Right, but I think that was
post pop-up video. Okay. 608 area code says, "Do the Colorado and Oregon have scents with hints of cannabis?" Oh, hold on a minute. All right. Cheech and Chong just texted in. 224 area code says, "If you've driven I-55 lately, Illinois should smell like sulfur and sewage."
We're all so cheery.
I know.
I love my state.
Yeah, because it smells like sulfur and sewage. Joe in Richmond says, "I think Illinois should smell like deep dish pizza, Garrett's popcorn, and Jay's potato chips."
Wow, that would be some scent altogether.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would. And it's a great show, as always. Thank you, Joe. All right. A couple more states here. Where'd we leave off? Louisiana with the 5,000 ingredients. Okay, Oregon. Pine trees, hazelnut, and Oregon pears.
That makes sense. But I still think he's right. You got to have the cannabis in there, too.
Yeah. Arizona. Any?
Hot. Dirt.
It smells like hot.
Big ants.
This candle smells like a giant ant. Desert sand and blue agave.
That doesn't sound too bad.
No. Tennessee. Now, this totally makes sense. Tennessee. This absolutely makes sense. Magnolia and Tennessee single malt whiskey.
That does make sense.
Yeah, totally makes sense.
Tell me they did Kentucky.
Kentucky, yes. What do you think?
Hillbilly.
It's very close to Tennessee. Kentucky.
It's got to be bluegrass.
Mm-mm. Bourbon, mint, and here again, local scents. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Local townspeople?
I don't even know what that means. Now, the bourbon and the mint absolutely make sense.
Local scents.
I don't know what that means. I could be anything. Well, the dog just took a poop. Let's put that in there.
It's got to have to do with horses, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Bourbon, mint, and horse. What do you think? It's a minty drunk horse smell.
In some parts of Kentucky, it might be grilled horse.
Oh, God. South Carolina. Sweet tea and magnolia.
That makes sense.
Yep. Colorado.
Mountains. Marijuana.
This is good. Dan, did you remember this one?
No, I don't remember Colorado.
Okay, Frank, you ready for this? Here's Colorado. Mountain spruce. Okay, makes sense. Along with ski lodge. What the hell?
What does that smell
what
like?
What does that mean?
Rich people and fires?
It smells like a ski lodge.
I don't think that's the last time we'll hear Ski Lodge either, if I remember correctly.
Oh, is that right?
What does a Ski Lodge smell
like? I don't know. A building. It's going to smell like a building.
Not unless it's made out of, you know, pine or something. That makes sense. But then just say that, pine.
Then North Carolina. Fresh blackberries and barbecue.
Oh, that's not a good combination.
What the hell is that? All right. Pennsylvania.
Amish.
Spam.
Chocolate. Wait, they have, yeah, the Hershey's. No,
by the way, that was all one ingredient.
God, this smells like Amish.
You know, they make a lot of candles.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. It's because they don't have electricity. They need
them.
This
one smells like me.
This one smells like... Pennsylvania is chocolate, yes, and molasses. I would have said Philly cheesesteak. Get a candle that smells like Philly cheesesteak. Or a steel mill.
Yeah.
Vermont, fall foliage, maple syrup, and mom's fresh-baked apple pie. That's great.
That would be a good smell.
That's fantastic. West Virginia, honeysuckle and sweet bourbon.
And my cousin's cousin.
Yeah. Can you come on. Jeez. So your wife, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay, Utah. Very similar to...
I'm going to say not much.
Very similar to Colorado. In fact, it is Colorado, mountain spruce and ski lodge once again, but throw in some desert air.
Okay.
That's here.
I would just make it blank because isn't Utah like considered like the most boring state?
Yeah, it should smell like the Osmonds. Smell like teeth. Okay, we got to take a break here. When we come back, I'll rip down the list for the best smells of all time, according to people, and the worst smells of all time, and then we are going to get into a battle of pop-up video, all coming up right here on WGN. Yeah. I know what Peter Frampton concert smells like. Pot. Yeah.
And back in the day, lots of hair product. I don't think that's the case for him anymore. But
No. He doesn't have hair anymore. He had a lovely mane.
He did. He had very pretty hair.
He did. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio. That's me. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran. Live in Schaumburg is going to be joining you at 6 o'clock. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And if you want to jump in here, and again, Squat requested some Frampton, and that's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! So we got the Frampton going right now. All right. We were talking about what each state smells like. And now... I have a list from, it was a British survey that they did, the 10 smells that people love the most and the 10 smells that people hate the most. So let's start with love first, and let's go around. Now, Dan, you're ineligible because you've seen these lists. So let's start. Veronica, what do you think is on the list of best smells?
What I think it's going to be is bacon.
Okay. Bacon is number 2. Number 2. All right. And Esmeralda, what else do you think is on the best smell?
Freshly baked bread.
Number 1.
Yeah.
Number 1. So number 1 is fresh baked bread. Number 2 is bacon. I would agree with both of those. Those are both fantastic smells. What else? Veronica, what do you think? What else would it be? It's because there's 10 total.
It's got to be like cinnamon. Or like maybe something with baked with cinnamon in it.
Number 5 on the list is a cake baking.
Okay.
So we'll put that one in there. A cake baking is number 5. Esmeralda, what do you think?
I'm going to go with, I just had one. I can't remember. Laundry.
Clothes right out of the dryer. Yeah.
I like the smell of wood.
Wood is not on here.
It's not? So
no.
when someone's doing some woodworking and you're smelling that fresh wood shaving, oh, that smells so good.
It does smell good. I agree. All right. Esmeralda, what do you think? You all right?
Yes. Wait, what did Veronica say?
Wood.
Okay.
And it's not on there.
I would go with garlic.
Garlic is not on here.
It's like cooking garlic.
How about like pine or something like that?
Not on here.
No. Really?
All right, I'll tell you what else the rest of them are. Number 10 on the list is fresh flowers.
Okay.
Number 9 is fried food.
Yeah.
Not old fried food. It has to be fresh fried food.
Yeah. Number 8, meat cooking.
A grill, smell of a grill.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 7, clothes right out of the dryer. Number 6, the ocean. Number 5, a cake baking. Number 4, I can't believe nobody said this, coffee.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, though, coffee kind of smells, it smells like,
like coffee beans and coffee grounds? That smells good.
Sometimes it smells gross.
Oh,
I think
no.
If it's cheap. If it's cheap coffee, it smells.
You know what I can't stand the smell of it is that flavored coffee. Oh, I hate the smell of flavored coffee.
Flavored coffee? Just a regular cup. But, you know, I mean, I used to drink a lot of coffee, and I still love the smell of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't drink it anymore. I just don't because I don't do caffeine. But, I love the smell of coffee. All right. A fresh cut grass is number 3. That's
that
a good one.
That makes sense.
That's a good one.
Yep.
And then number 2 is bacon, and number 1 is fresh baked bread. So there you go. All right. Are you ready for the 10 smells that everybody hates the most?
This should be pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, we've been suggesting that every state smells like these things for the last 45 minutes.
Raw sewage.
Okay. Go ahead. Esmeralda, you go first this time. What do you think is on the list of smells that we hate the most?
Vomit.
Number 5. So there are 4 worst things that smell than vomit. By the way, speaking of vomit, I'm screening The Exorcist on Tuesday, October 4th at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont. It's only $10. Parking is free Tuesday, October 4th. Go to carmike.com, CARMIKE. Veronica, you've seen The Exorcist, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So good. You ever see it on the big screen?
No. I don't think I ever have.
Yeah.
It was one of those, my mother wouldn't let me watch shows like that. So I think it was probably like stealthily in the middle of the night, feeling guilty.
By the way, speaking of shows, The Exorcist TV show debuts tomorrow night.
Really?
On Fox with Gina Davis. I guess, is it like every week a kid gets possessed? It's like, yeah, there's a kid over on Broadway throwing up and his head spinning around. Call The Exorcist. Like, is that what it is? The weekly adventures of the guy who has to exorcise demons from children every week?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I'm going to watch it, obviously. I'm definitely, it's on my DVR without question. It was shot here in Chicago. They're shooting it here. So I got friends who are in it. They all smell like vomit, oddly. All right. Veronica, what do you think is on this list?
We're going to have to go with excrement.
Well, let's go with sewage.
Okay.
That's on the list. Sewage is on there. Okay. Esmeralda, what else? By the way, you know what? Two things, Veronica, cover what you just said. Because I'm looking at this now. Number 8 is public bathrooms. So I'll add that to what you said.
Porta potties is kind of included in that.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of course. All right. And Esmeralda?
Is B.O. on there?
B.O. is number 3. B.O. Remember in cartoons, that's what they would do? When a cartoon character smelled bad, they'd go, B.O.
Oh, I always thought it was just a foghorn noise.
No, it's B.O. B.O. All right, what else? Veronica, take another guess.
Exhaust?
No.
Really?
Not on there. All right. Esmeralda, one more, and then I'll give you the list. What else? Because we still haven't gotten number 1.
Sulfur,
no. Not on the list. All right, I'll tell you what it is. Number 10 is old shoes.
I was thinking feet.
Number 9, dirty diapers.
Yeah.
Number 8, public bathrooms. Number 7, rotting food.
That is pretty.
That's, yeah. Number 6, to go along with that.
Rotting flesh?
Jeez. No.
That smells bad. I can't believe it's not on there.
How yeah. often are people smelling rotting flesh?
No, it's, number 7 is the guy from 7 who was tied to the bed. That's the worst smell. Do you remember in the scene in 7? You guys, have you seen 7?
Yes.
Do you remember, Esmeralda, you remember the scene where sloth dude is tied to the bed?
Yes.
Okay. And Dan, obviously, you know, we've talked about this a million times, and they and so John Doe had like 7,000 of those pine air fresheners hanging from the room.
Yeah,
that movie rules. But I will say this: when they walk into the room, and this is the one thing that kind of bugs me about the scene. The one thing that kind of bugs me is the smell doesn't hit them until they pull the blanket down. Have you ever noticed that when they go in, it's got to be like the most smell-proof blanket of all time. Because they walk in and they're like, whoa, this is very strange. And then they pull the blanket down and everybody starts gagging immediately. It's like, wait a minute, you couldn't smell that in the hallway?
Well, maybe it's like when, and this is a little crude, but you know when you do the whole Dutch oven thing to someone? You keep it
turtle?
In.
Yeah. All right, maybe that's in. What it was. So, maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
And if it's polyester,
yeah.
It does not breathe.
All right. All right. It's spoiled milk, not rotting flesh, Veronica.
I think the rotting flesh probably smells worse than spoiled milk, but that's just me.
Number 5 is vomit, 4 sewage, 3 body odor, 2 drains. You know, when you dig the hair out of a drain, that's disgusting. And then number 1 is garbage cans.
See, a lot of these seem to coincide.
Yeah, because, you know, you throw your dirty diapers into the garbage can.
Right. So. And sewage, and public bathrooms.
Number 11 was Gary, right?
Gary, Indiana, yes, was number 11. That's correct. All right, we got to take a break. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for Esmeralda and I to play the pop-up video. All right.